Those are the Clarks off the new EP Echoes from the Pit here on Radio 9. Vince Guaraldi is going to take us to news time. Eric O'Brien would like you to know this weather is dumb, he says. Stay tuned for more insights like that at 3 o'clock as Eric brings you smooth, relaxing, and easy. This weather's dumb. This has been a WTAE-TV editorial. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, I'm Jay Thurber, and this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Tony Waterman. According to New York Times sources, President Donald Trump is reviewing an option to send American forces into Iran to carry out raids. It's unclear if those raids would target government officials or even the Supreme Leader. The option carries new weight after U.S. forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro earlier this month. A strike fleet has already been positioned near Iran, and U.S. officials say the military is ready to carry out any orders from the president. Trump is demanding Iran end its nuclear program and stop killing demonstrators if it wants to avoid U.S. military action. Iran's foreign minister said on Friday that Tehran will not negotiate under threat and that its defense system will never be up for negotiation. President Trump has nominated Kevin Warsh, a banking executive, to head the U.S. Central Bank. Warsh was widely expected to secure the nod and is believed to share the president's desire to see U.S. interest rates fall more rapidly. FSN's Simon Marks reports.
President Trump has been hinting for days at the possibility that Kevin Warsh is his choice to replace Jerome Powell as the chairman of the Fed. Now he's confirmed it. Over his social media account, the president said he expects Mr. Warsh to go down as one of the great Fed chairmen, maybe the best. The president described his selection as coming from central casting, a possible reference to Mr. Warsh's clean-cut professional appearance, but also to his background. He's a former Fed governor and a senior figure at the investment bank Morgan Stanley. Certainly, President Trump is hoping that Mr. Warsh will prove loyal to his demands for lower interest rates. Though when the president's selection faces confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill, many lawmakers will want to know whether he's willing to protect the central bank's independence or make it a political arm of the Trump administration.
Former CNN anchor Don Lemon is in custody after being arrested in connection with his reporting during the recent Minneapolis ICE protests. The 59-year-old's lawyer says Mr. Lemon has done nothing wrong and insists he is protected by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. FSN's Mitch McCann reports.
The charges that the Justice Department chose to file were not immediately clear, but Don Lemon's lawyer says they will be fought vigorously in court. The former TV anchor was arrested in Los Angeles on Thursday, where he was there to cover the Grammy Awards. It's reported the arrest is in relation to Mr. Lemon's coverage of an ICE protest that took place inside a Minneapolis church in recent weeks. It's reported that following the protest, a federal judge initially declined to sign off on an arrest warrant for Mr. Lemon. Former colleagues and lawmakers have defended the broadcaster.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
favorite.
Jay Herbert.
Seasons here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The website jaythurbershow.com, 412-385-7450. I have a letter to read to you from Scott Smith, who is a listener. I meant to reply to his email. I apologize. But I wanted to read his comments on something that I said on the show last week that I think is important, and hopefully I was not misunderstood. But we'll read that later. We're also going to talk a little bit more about Catherine O'Hara and play a couple of my favorite Catherine O'Hara moments from SCTV. Request 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky. Taking requests online. Here are the Hollies on Radio 9. WRCT and Tube City Online.
See the girl with symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her neighbor, shimmering around the floor. Bells
picture that? Can you picture that? I got you now. Really nothing to it. Anyone can do it. It's easy and we all know how. Now begins a changing, mental rearranging. Nothing's really where it's at.
Daddy Eiffel's tower is holding up a flower. I gave it to a test as yet.
Fact is there's nothing out there you can't do. Yeah, even Santa Claus.
Soundtrack to the Muppet movie.
Can you get behind it?
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem here on Radio 9. From the ridiculous to the sublime, here's Billy Stewart on Radio 9. check your weather next. We got more new music coming your way. So stay tuned for that. 120, much more music time. 13, Radio 9 degrees. It's cold outside. Warm up with the Savage Animals on Radio 9. Here on Radio 9 at 1:23 chime time. New music from the Strumbellas coming up. After this break, we take a brief message. Also tell you the full-time Radio 9 weather forecast, which is K-O-L-D. I am the morning DJ here on W-O-L-D, but it is going to be K-O-L-D. I posted something on our social media here that, you know, we're playing the original hits on the original Scratchy 45s. That 45 does not skip. Those terrible edits you heard, because the record, The House of the Rising Sun by the Animals, is about 4 minutes and 33 seconds, which back in the day, boys and girls, Grandpa Jay going to tell a story now.
Well, it all started back in, I remember,
take a little sip of coffee here. Back in the day of Top 40 Radio, when it was mostly on AM, they would not play records that were longer than about 3 minutes. So, because you got to fit more commercials in every hour, right? So, they edited the 45 down to 2 minutes and 58 seconds from 4 minutes and 33. So that's why you hear those terrible, like, jumps from one verse to the next, because the record company wanted to get it played, and it worked. But that's the original radio station version of House of the Rising Sun. Okay. I'm Jay Thurber. Got an email here I want to read to you.
About last week's show from Scott. He says, hey, Jay, love the show. My wife and I listen whenever we can. Thank you very much for doing that. We especially enjoyed the New Year's Eve show, which you pulled off beautifully, and we hope you do another one next year. Well, hopefully my voice will be in better. Just one thing, he says, that was bothering him, alluding to your opinion that the current cold snap somehow calls climate change into question. I spent the last 7 years working for an environmental health organization and have read and studied widely on this topic. Despite the occasional polar vortex, the planet is definitely getting hotter on average. More than 99% of climate scientists agree with this, and nearly all of them agree that the principal cause is human activity. The recent trend of more frequent and intense hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, heat waves, and droughts, not to mention the higher rates of insect-borne diseases such as Lyme disease, are a primary result of climate change. My apologies if I come off as preachy. I usually agree with you on most topics. I was surprised to hear you make this comment, says Scott. Otherwise, thanks for all the enjoyment you give us. I appreciate the email, Scott, and I should have wrote back to you this week, and I just got very, very busy at work between that and the weather. What I said was, and I apologize if it came off that I was dismissing climate change, it was actually meant to be the opposite. I think I was reading the weather forecast and mentioning that we were supposed to get, as they very, very close, honestly, the weather forecasters, that we were going to get 10 to 12 inches of snow, which we did, and that the temperatures after that were going to be extremely cold, which they were. And I think what I was talking about was I had had lunch the day before with a friend of mine, and we were talking about how people in Pittsburgh have forgotten how to drive in the wintertime because we don't get snow most of the time in the winter. In Pittsburgh, as you know, when I was a kid, you'd get, you know, inch of snow, 2 inches of snow, inch of snow, 2 inches of snow, like day after day. And it would stick around for a while because the temperatures would stay cold. What I have noticed since I was, you know, a youngin' is that we don't get those like 1 and 2 inches of snow. It's like we don't get the days where it's drizzly all day. We get 4 inches of rain all at one time. And then it's 90 degrees for a week, and then we get 4 inches of rain all the time, which is not the weather pattern that I remember growing up. And the same thing with the winter. I remember winters that you had a little bit of snow, and you shoveled in a little bit of snow, and you shoveled in a little bit of snow, and you shoveled. And maybe once in a while you got a blizzard like in 1994 or, 1977, 78. I was like 2 years old, so I don't remember. But there was a big one in the 70s. But most of the time you just had a standard kind of winter where, you know, oh, it's winter. Whereas, you know, now we get winters where it's 55 degrees. And then all of a sudden you get 12 inches of snow in 8 hours. And then that is not, to me, that is a, for Pittsburgh, that is not the average weather. And I think I referenced that people have forgotten how to drive in the snow because we don't have winters anymore. And I said something about so much for global warming, I think is how I phrased it. Or something like that. I meant the opposite, Scott. I meant that I agree with you 100%. I'm not trying to, I should play the Phil Oaks song, Love Me, I'm a Liberal. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I know you're 100% correct. The weather has gone screwy. I mean, that's why you get the flash floods that we get now. This is opinions expressed on the Jay Thurber Show are not those of this radio station necessarily. But you know, this is why you get the flash floods now. This is why the sewers overflow now. The infrastructure was built for what the weather we got 100 years ago was, not what we're getting now. And I think the scary part to me, and I'm going to get off my soapbox here in a second, the scary part to me is that this is all happening within my lifetime. Like, you know, when I was a teenager and they were talking about climate change and the greenhouse effect and so forth, I thought, oh, this will be after I'm dead. Well, who knows? That could still happen. But it's happening right now. Like, ew. And what's it going to be like in another 20 years worries me. So if I gave the impression, Scott, that I was dismissing climate change last week on the show, was quite the opposite. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm an idiot who plays oldies on the radio on the weekend, but I read a lot. And yeah, it was 10 degrees in Fort Lauderdale or something this week, or 15 degrees in Miami this week. That's not normal. Nothing is normal right now. Everything is blah, 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 blah in the weather. And the big one that should worry us, and I'm going to shut up now, the big one that should worry us is they say the jet stream, which is how all the weather sort of travels around the globe, is in danger of collapsing. because of climate change or global warming, as I said. That is going to be, hold on to your dookie. It's about to get spooky. I'll put it that way. We already did that part. Tonight's predicted low temperature, 2 below 0. And when, remember, when the temperature drops below freezing, only Boron with double ice guard protects your car from fuel line freeze-up. You go, or Boron pays the tow. A cold weather advisory out for the entire listening area tonight. Partly sunny and very cold, high near 15. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 5 above 0 right now. Cold overnight, -2. Wind chill values of -9. On Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high only reaching 20. The wind will make it feel like it's -10. Monday, mostly sunny, high 27. And then on Tuesday, 31. Wednesday, 25. So hopefully we're getting a little bit of a reprieve from this bitter cold temperature right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 14 in Washington County. It's 19 in Beaver County. 13 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. 13 degrees at WRCT Pittsburgh. You're tuned to Radio 9.
I quit. I can't keep punching myself out like this. I thought I knew how this would read plot twist. This self-destruction was just the start of it. Was just the start of it. Destroyed. My voice just phases out like white noise. Cast another net and scream into the void. My time is up, my patience wearing thin.
From the Strumbellas. It's called Skin of My Teeth here on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. 134. Much more music time with the Sir Douglas Quintet. Putting the glide in your stride on a super solid gold Saturday.
guitar playing, man. You better learn that out there.
Sir Douglas Quintet, that's actually their re-recorded version that they did a few years after the original hit. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Sam Cooke. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450.
We're having a party. Dancing to the music. Played by the DJ. On the table, me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging. Take requests, I got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget them mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing. A good time dancing with my baby.
Fern here with today's feature film. Marty Allen, Alan Dale, Dale Evans, Dale Carnegie, and Erecto, the Wonder Eel, in Abbott and Costello visit a leper colony. But first, ladies.
Radio Guy!
Nelson has passed away at the age of 79. He was suffering from cancer. He died at his home in Palm Springs, California yesterday. Damon Wilson, of course, an actor who best remembered from Sanford and Son from 1972 to 1977, but also had an earlier career in a number of films and had done some other TV more recently, including The New Odd Couple and a sitcom called Baby, I'm Back. But in 1984, more or less retired from acting and became an ordained minister. Quincy Jones and his orchestra with the song The Street Beater, also known as the theme from Sanford and Son on Radio 9. Jones with a theme from Sanford and Son called The Street Beater in honor of Damon Wilson, who passed away yesterday at the age of 79. Catherine O'Hara and her friends on SCTV coming up next.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work. I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I'm a parent.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Please, slow down in work zones.
A couple of months ago now, Halloween weekend, we did a salute to Pittsburgh's own Joe Flaherty, who had passed away a couple of years ago. Joe, of course, a Pittsburgh native, came to prominence on the TV show SCTV, then later did a bunch of movies and television shows. We talked a lot about how important that show SCTV was to me kind of forming my soft brain sinking in there and forming some comedy for me. someone else who was very prominent on that TV show and later went on to many other things is beloved from her roles in Home Alone and Beetlejuice, Catherine O'Hara. And more recently, the show that I will just refer to as Ish Creek, because I can't say the first word on the radio. Just brilliant in everything she did, including Seth Rogen's The Studio, which came out last year. This is one of my favorite bits. I think this translates to audio okay. One of the things about SCTV was they never had much of a budget for sets or makeup, so the comedy had to be in the writing. So hopefully this translates to radio. Here's Joe Flaherty. No, not Joe. Yeah, Joe Flaherty's in this. Eugene Levy, John Candy, Andrea Martin, and the late, great Catherine O'Hara.
A chance to answer several skill testing questions, and at the end of the game, the school totaling the most points will win the game and also a $250 scholarship to the university of their choice. Now let's start the game. The first question worth 20 points, and the subject is authors. Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
Henry Miller.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Let me please finish the question first, all right? What famous... Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
Victor Hugo.
Oh, I'm sorry, Margaret. If you just let me finish the question first, see how it works. Okay. What famous humorist? Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
Jerry Lewis.
Margaret, I'll have to ask you to please let me finish the question before answering, because that answer was extremely wrong. The question is, I want the name of the famous humorist and author who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry. St. Anthony's, Leonard Mandel.
Finn.
Excuse me?
Huckleberry Finn.
You see, Leonard, the problem is that's also part of the question. I hadn't finished the question. If you would please let me finish the question. The question is, what is the name of the famous humorist and author who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and Peter Townsend, Parkdale?
Truman Capote.
Truman Capote. No. Please let me... And would the audience please refrain from commenting during the program? It's very, very distracting. Please. Not Truman Capote. The question. I want the name of the famous author and humorist who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and went by the name of Mark Twain. Mark Twain, very, very famous author. No one has an answer. Kathy Mifsud, St. Anthony's.
Samuel L. Clark.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you take it, Parkdale? James Bridgman.
No, sorry.
Well, the answer was Samuel L. Clemens.
That's what I said.
No, Kathy, you said Samuel L. Clark. The answer, Clemens.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, you didn't say that! Yes, to say the answer to get points. We're not mind readers. No points on that. Next question. The topic, music. Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
The Beatles.
Margaret, I will have to ask you to keep your grubby fingers off the buzzer until I finish asking the question, all right? Please, now, name the following piece of music. Margaret Meehan, Parkdale.
Love to love you, baby.
Did I not just say don't buzz until I finish asking the question? Didn't I just say that?
I thought you were finished.
No, I'm not. I'm not finished. You haven't even heard the music yet. Now, identify the following piece of music.
Sometimes when we turn.
James Bridgman, Parkdale.
Sorry. No, never mind. I'm sorry.
There you go, Bridgman.
All right, look. I'm serious. Please refrain from commenting during the program. You have no idea how disrupting it is. Okay, can you take it, St. Anthony's? Peter Townsend.
Sometimes when we touch.
Peter, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you go to St. Anthony's?
No.
Well, it was St. Anthony's turn. You have now just given away the answer. It serves you right.
Way to go, Townsend!
All right, look, shut up or get out. I will clear the studio if you pinheads don't keep quiet. Kathy Mitchell at St. Anthony's.
The honesty's too much.
Sorry, Kathy. I just gave you the answer. He just said the answer. I don't know if you heard him or not. The answer is sometimes when we touch.
That's what I said.
No, you did not.
Yes, well, she did. What, are you deaf or something?
You did not give the correct answer.
Yes, I did.
She did not. That was not the correct. All right, that's it. Show's over. Get out. Everybody out. No winners. No winners. Certainly no scholarships. That's it. No points. Clear the studio.
I love Eugene Levy's Alex Trebek.
Here, come on, I'll take you on. Because you're 17, huh? Still in your sexual prime. Come on up here.
But Catherine O'Hara just keeps buzzing in. The late, great Catherine O'Hara, Eugene Levy, John Candy, Joe Flaherty, and Andrea Martin from SCTV.
Yeah, think we do. Baby and me, we listen to Radio. It's out of sight.
O'clock. We've got more new music from Good Flying Birds coming up right after we take care of sports and weather.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Da-da-da-da. In college basketball action at this hour, the Pitt Panthers playing the Clemson Tigers right now. Clemson leading 63-52 with about a minute to go in that game. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartan women's team beat Brandeis last night by a score of 49-46. The men's team lost 88-72. Duquesne Dukes are hosting the Rhode Island Rams tomorrow at the Fieldhouse. That game gets underway at 12 o'clock. And the Robert Morris Colonials traveling to Fort Wayne today to play the Mastodons. Bad news for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Looks like Chris Letang is going to be out for at least 4 weeks with a broken foot. Evgeny Malkin also missed practice yesterday. The Pens are hosting the New York Rangers today at 3:30.
Bucky's Port Weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. A cold weather advisory out for the listening area. There's also an air quality action day for the Mon Valley. We're going to talk about more about that in the 2 o'clock hour because I came down to the studio today and it smells like burning tires. So thanks a lot, U.S. Steel. Cold weather. That was an editorial comment, wasn't it? Cold weather continues for the next couple of days. Looking for a high of 15 today. 2 below zero for your low overnight. The wind chill will make it feel like it's minus 9. 20 for your high on Sunday with a wind chill of minus 10. Monday, 27. Tuesday, 31. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. It is 14 in Washington County, 13 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It is 14 at WRCT.
My favorite color is gold.
New music. From Good Flying Bird, their new album is called Tallulah's Tape on Radio 9. Something Terry Lee would have recorded at WMCK. But it's brand new music.